Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture. He's Phil Chambers from What Culture. It is the middle of the afternoon here in the UK, which is very weird. Elimination Chamber has just finished and we are here to tell you what went down. And what went down was, I mean, a very predictable show, Phil, but nevertheless, loads of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably one of the most predictable WWE pay-per-views in quite some time, but that's not to say any of it was bad. I think every match was really good fun, and also you kind of want the predictability because all of the things that happened, and especially the winners, is leading on to things that will happen at WrestleMania, which is things we actually want to see.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes predictable is good. Let's dive straight into this show. Ridiculous crowd in Perth, Australia. We got Indy Hartwell on the pre-show, who got a great reaction alongside Candice LeRae, but was unsuccessful in winning the women's tag team titles from the Kabuki Warriors, although Indy didn't get pinned, so at least she's got that, I suppose.
Yes, she had that.
But on the main card, we opened with the Women's Elimination Chamber match, which was, again, predictable winner. We all thought Becky Lynch was going to and should win the Women's Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah.
But arguably, she wasn't the one you were talking about after the match.
No, absolutely not. I think Tiffany Stratton had a absolutely tremendous showing in this match. I really enjoyed this match, mm-hmm. I think this was my favourite match on the entire card. I think it was really well paced. I think loads of really good high spots, loads of really fun stuff happening in it. And yeah, like as a sort of showcase for Tiffany Stratton on the main roster, I don't think you can ask for much more.
Yeah, and they weirdly sort of protected people in terms of eliminations without having to do any shenanigans. It was always like someone going for something big or being hit with something big and then being in a position where someone who's fresher or hasn't had to take anything recently can just
take
steal.
Advantage.
Naomi had suffered that with Tiffany Stratton.
Morgan did a crazy jump thing off the top of the pod.
I thought it was going to be a send on. It was mainly just her arse landing square on Raquel Rodriguez.
Yeah. But then she got took out by Tiffany Stratton pretty much straight after that.
Yeah. And it was one of those ones where it came down to basically Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan and Becky Lynch. And you thought, how long is this going to go for? Not very long.
Not very long.
It turns out with the three of them. Well, it's particularly in terms of the final two, because like Bianca's going for some big stuff, Liv's going for some big stuff. And in the end, Liv sort of snatches one out of nowhere on Bianca. She just gets rolled up and 1, 2, 3. Liv turns around, not celebrating, but turns around to be like, right, where's Becky Lynch? Oh, manhandle slam, 1, 2, 3. Becky Lynch wins. She's going for the title match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, really liked it. Really vicious match as well.
Yes.
Some of the bloody spots into the pods and into the chains. Like, they were really going for each other. Tiffany Stratton did a crazy suntan off the top of the pod, sort of to the outside, onto three people. Really, really good fun. Lots, like, fast-paced, high spots. Good fun. Really enjoyed it.
And, Tiffany Stratton definitely one to watch going forward that. We followed that with the tag team title match. It was the Judgment Day versus the New Catch Republic. Well, I should say the Judgment Day. Finn Balor and Damian Priest and Dominic Mysterio, who had attempted to introduce his team and got predictable results.
Yes, absolutely. Booed out of the building, I think they would call it.
But aside from, well, Finn Balor potentially breaking his thumb.
Yeah,
I hope he's all right after that. This was, again, predictable, and yet I was really surprised by the amazing work in this match.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought this was going to be sort of a like quick sort of 10-minute fast-paced action kind of packed match, but instead they actually gave it quite a bit of time. I think everything on this show got plenty of time. Obviously, with I guess there's only 5 matches on the main card, mm-hmm. you can give everything a little bit more time, and the chamber matches obviously need it. But yeah, this got a bit of time for them to actually tell a bit of a story throughout it. A bit slower paced, and it just kind of got faster and faster and faster paced towards the end with the, what were they called? The catch people, what are they,
New Catch Crew, I think it is. Yes.
Showing off some
New Catch Republic,
New
that's
Catch
it.
Republic, that's the one. Showing off some really great tag team stuff in there.
And their new move.
And their new move.
The Birminghammer.
The Birminghammer.
Perfect. No notes.
Birminghammer.
The Birminghammer.
Good.
Sorry.
Well
done. In the West Midlands for that.
Obviously shenanigans from bloody Dominic Mysterio on the outside. He got the get out of here from the referee. But again, an obvious winner.
Yes.
We got the coup de grace for the finish from Finn Balor pinned.
Pretty him both with a choke slam from the middle rope as well just before
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, Finn Balor's fingers at the end. I don't know if he was just holding his hand well to make it look like Pete Dunne had broken them, but
right.
There was something going on there.
Yes. Not, and I suppose, typical after a match with Pete Dunne, though.
Yeah.
Then we had the weird sort of talk show segment in the middle of a premium live event. It was the Grayson Waller effect. Well, previously it was Austin Theory Live, who brought out Grayson Waller, who got a great reaction. He did a shoey with Tai Tuivasa from the UFC as well, which was a lovely moment. Who then brings out Seth, who got a preposterous reaction. Big Pap, in his words. Cody Rhodes, a god right now, of course.
Yeah.
And the usual sort of stuff with, like, them just trying to rile the two of them up and asking Seth who he wants to face, et cetera, after the chamber. And then Cody Rhodes fired up and basically said, I want to fight you one-on-one, The Rock.
One-on-one with the Great One.
Mm. And then Seth Rollins said, about that.
Just 1 second. He basically said that when you're fighting the bloodline, you're never alone. Or you're never only... It's never one-on-one.
It's going to be a tag match.
And so, hey, if you're going to face The Rock, I've got your back. So it's a bit of a... Another strange... Not a switcheroo, but it's like... A strange way to set up a tag match when you're giving someone like, oh, Cody versus Rock. Yeah, hell yeah, I'd watch the hell out of that. And then, but it's going to be a tag match. It's like, but maybe they're teasing for Rock, Cody down the line at SummerSlam or whatever. Who the hell knows? But plenty to work on there. But yeah, the first sort of big hint at that tag match.
And a good bit of news as well coming out of it. Seth Rollins saying he's very close to being cleared, which is a relief for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. And possibly the spot of the night, because obviously Austin Theory comes in at the end and he starts doing
all the
Rock shtick, the it doesn't matter, etc. But he goes to do the if you smell what Austin Theory's cooking. But as he goes, smell!
He yelled it.
He gets on going. Seth Rollins grabs him, turns him round. He's still going, smell! And he throws him through the Grayson Waller effect sign while he's still going, smell!
Grayson's just watching, by the way. He's just saying,
I'm not getting involved. I'm not getting involved in this. And then he gets the Cody Cutter and the curb stomp. Obviously, of course he does. But yeah, just... the cell of Austin Theory still just shouting smell while his head's going through a big Grayson Waller effect sign.
Yes.
Brilliant. Love.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favourite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture. Men's Elimination Chamber came next. Logan Paul brought a Sharpie into his pod to draw.
He drew a little picture of Kevin Owens.
And the S that we all drew in school, if you remember.
Yeah.
Slight concern at one point that we thought Randy Orton was legitimately injured. He was not moving for a long time and holding on to his lower back.
He was selling his ass off.
And we thought, you know, maybe the final testament we're going to get involved to eliminate Bobby Lashley. But the amount of offense he took, that was completely unnecessary. Two claymores. He was getting into it like LA Knight as
got
well.
A little bit of everything, basically.
Yes. He was very much protected in his elimination.
Ended up getting taken out by Drew McIntyre, who also took out LA Knight, but after some shenanigans.
Yes.
Because as the door was opened for Bobby Lashley to leave, who in comes but AJ Styles with a steel chair starts smacking the hell out of LA Knight to the point where referees are coming in and trying to break it up, and he grabs a chair off them and throws him on the floor, and then he does the Styles Clash onto what was a definitely broken chair because there was a big bit of like steel sticking up, and it looked like that was going to be a nasty landing, but Styles clashed him onto the steel chair, and Drew McIntyre took advantage of the situation, obviously, to take out LA Knight. Should say as well that basically throughout the entire match, Kevin Owens was just trying to murder Logan Paul.
He shot himself in a pod with him early on.
Locked himself in the pod.
Oh, and he carried a koala in early on in the night.
He didn't take it out of the ring, though, which was a shame.
That's probably why he didn't win. In the end, Owens got eliminated by an RKO, if I'm not mistaken. And it looked like Logan Paul had got the edge on the two remaining guys because he pulled out the brass knucks from his trunks and he was putting them on and he was being a typical arsehole self, pumping up his fist like he's bloody Roman Reigns or something. And he got his head RKO'd off.
Yeah, it was such a good shot as well. The camera was right in his face and he was screaming about to hit someone and then just the RKO out of nowhere. Absolutely perfect. No notes.
And then you have like a back and forth between Orton, whose back's done, basically.
Yeah.
At one point, Drew's setting up for the claymore and Randy can't even get up.
But in the end, you see a little boot in the background.
We were sort of saying, bloody hell, Logan Paul's taken an age to get rolled out of this ring. And Randy Orton manages out of nowhere to hit an RKO on Drew McIntyre. But before he can cover, he turns around to a brass knuck shot from Logan Paul. Drew McIntyre takes advantage. He pins Randy Orton. He wins the Elimination Chamber. But yes, rather than it being potentially LA Knight versus Logan Paul, maybe Randy Orton, maybe Randy and KO, who knows?
Yeah.
But I suppose that was one of the least predictable things about this show.
Yeah, definitely. But set up quite a few things for WrestleMania. Obviously, we've got at least Drew McIntyre versus Seth Rollins, but Drew McIntyre, dodgy win for quite a lot of it. Like, he stole some pins, and especially the final pin.
Yeah.
He definitely stole, because Logan Paul was not supposed to still be in there. So possibly there's something you can do with Sami Zayn, saying you didn't legitimately win and turn it into something out of three-way. So there's ways to go from there, from the story. But you've got AJ Styles versus LA Knight, which seems like it's probably set in stone for WrestleMania now as well. And Logan Paul potentially versus Randy Orton, with maybe Kevin Owens in there in the mix as well.
And you and I booking a holiday to Western Australia after all the advertising on this show.
Of course, yeah, beautiful.
Main event time, it was two local heroes. Sydney native Nia Jax versus Red Adelaide native Rhea Ripley, who got the reaction you would expect in Australia. There was her family and friends and just loads of people there, obviously, to support her. And Nia Jax, I thought, played her role perfectly here.
Yeah, absolutely. It was big woman versus Rhea Ripley, and she kind of slowed the match down and just kept on just smashing Rhea Ripley.
That's
with
one way of putting it.
Squashing her with Samoa Joe, squashing her with, what's the Annihilators?
Yeah. Put her through a table.
Put her through a
table. Well, we'll talk about that. She put her through a table. Before they did that, they do the bit and you go, okay, yeah, take the thing off the thing. clear the table, Phil. Yeah. They didn't do that, so she just got Samoan dropped into a load of screens, basically.
Right onto all the monitors, and the table didn't break, obviously, so she just smacked backwards onto all these monitors, and then she climbs up a wheelie chair.
On one of these? Let's go! I wouldn't jump off this now.
Not jump. They wheel. Why, what are you thinking? You need something steady.
Even the commentators, even like Corey wasn't like, I'll just hold that for you.
But yeah, she does like an elbow drop thing, where she just kind of leaps forwards onto it. Table smashes, stuff goes everywhere.
Then she hit the Annihilator, yeah, when they got back in the ring and Rhea Ripley just sort of went, I sort of got my shoulder up.
She kicked out, it was fine.
Huge superplex though from Rhea Ripley, gets her up, Riptide, great looking Riptide to be fair. 1, 2, 3, Rhea Ripley retains, everybody's happy.
Yeah, absolutely. Celebrating with her family in the crowd, the fireworks go off. Looks like she's just having the best time ever. And a really nice ending to the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
And a really good, like, a good finish. I'm glad it was the main event. Being for a championship made it feel important. And Rhea Ripley's celebration at the end is just a lovely go-home moment.
Let us know your thoughts on the show in the comments section below. And, of course, Simon will be here later on today. A reasonable time here in the UK.
Yes, in a few hours, Ups and Downs will be up with a full review.
So check that one out, and we'll be reviewing it, of course, on the What Culture Wrestling podcast channel in the coming days. All the fallout reported over the next few days as well. But yeah, we are, 42 days away from WrestleMania 40, and things are hotting
up. All shaping up. And if you want to see a bunch of interviews from Elimination Chamber of Nia Jax and Bianca Belair and Kevin Owens and Tiffany Stratton, click here.
Thanks, guys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.